CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Democrats on the Senate Armed Services Committee grilled President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth during 4 hours of questioning today. They asked about the sexual assault accusation against him and his past comments that women shouldn't serve in combat roles. The combat veteran defended his nomination.
It's time to give someone with dust on his boots the helm. A change agent.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says he's confident Hegseth will be confirmed.
We will work quickly to get him across the floor, obviously, because that is a key, critical, important national security position that needs to be filled.
CBS's Nicole Killian says Democrats feel Hegseth's nomination is being rammed through.
His answers didn't really seem to quell Democrats' concerns. Many of them were also upset that they didn't even get a chance to meet with Pete Hegseth ahead of this hearing, with the exception of the ranking member, Senator Reid. So that was another point of contention. Republicans, for their part, really tried to bolster the nomination prospects of Pete Hegseth.
Tomorrow, there'll be hearings for 7 of Trump's picks, including Pam Bondi for Attorney General and Marco Rubio for Secretary of State. CBS's Charlie DeMar is in Los Angeles, where firefighters are on alert with the Santa Ana winds gusting again.
There's a red flag warning in effect, with potential wind gusts as high as 70 miles per hour, raising concerns even further inland.
We just ask people, be extra vigilant as we move through yet another round of offshore winds.
That's Eric Sherwin of the San Bernardino County Fire Department. At least 24 people have died in the fires. More than 12,000 structures have been destroyed. President Biden is easing up on Cuba just days before he leaves office.
According to senior administration officials, President Biden is lifting the U.S. designation of Cuba as a state sponsor of terrorism. They said an assessment provided no evidence to support the current designation that was one of several foreign policy moves Donald Trump made in the final days of his first term. Biden's lifting of the designation will likely be reversed as soon as Trump takes office next week. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, The White House.
CBS's Matt Piper tells us Meta is planning layoffs.
The owner of Facebook and Instagram is cutting 5% of its workforce, equaling about 3,600 workers. CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the company's plan reflects the anticipation of what he calls an intense year that will focus on technology like artificial intelligence and smart glasses. It all comes as Meta is undergoing a transformation, recently opting to end its fact-checking program and replacing it with a community-driven system similar to that used by Elon Musk's X.
Meta is also ending its DEI programs. At the close on Wall Street, the Dow was up 221, the NASDAQ down 43. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It'll be a chilly remembrance tomorrow. The city of Racine will honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with a wreath-laying ceremony tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. That'll happen at MLK Plaza, at the corner of State, Marquette, and MLK Drive. A program will follow at the King Community Center. It won't be a joke April 1st when Racine Unified asks for $190 million. Last night, the RUSD board voted to move ahead with a referendum on the April ballot. They're looking to raise taxes to pay for a $190 million referendum for teacher retention and to enhance school safety. There's more about the plan at WRJN.com. A former Racine pastor has been sentenced to 11 years in prison. It's for a conviction on child enticement and attempted sexual exploitation by a therapist. In court this week, a judge sentenced Bernabe Leon Alvarez after he inappropriately touched 2 teenaged girls while working at a now-closed Racine church. Forecasters say by Friday it'll be 40. However, that doesn't help us now. The area is currently seeing sub-zero wind chills with warming centers available in both Racine and Kenosha. If you need assistance, you can call 211. The latest is coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers packed their bags. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers were cleaning out their lockers after losing to the Eagles on Sunday. Green Bay lost at least 4 players on offense due to injury during the game, including left guard Elgton Jenkins and center Josh Myers, who suffered a fractured leg. The backups committed some costly penalties that wiped out some first downs. Right guard Sean Ryan.
Yeah, it's, seeing those little yellow flags on the floor really just kind of kills your vibe, but you got to be able to just move on and flush it. And, you know, we had a couple holdings that negated huge gains for us. And the only thing to do about that, I guess, is just be better.
Elsewhere in the NFL, the Chicago Bears are set to meet with Mike McCarthy about their head coaching position. McCarthy fired by the Cowboys after five seasons in Dallas. NBA, the Bucks are back home tonight. They host the Sacramento Kings in Milwaukee. The Badgers are at the Kohl Center against the Ohio State Buckeyes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Super sunny but feeling frigid cold. High temperatures will reach the mid-teens, but with feisty winds out of the northwest gusting up to 15 miles per hour, it's really going to be feeling like highs closer to 5 below. We've got another cold night on tap tonight before our warm-up starts tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 15 degrees.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. When I was growing up in the Beatles, that was, what, about 1964 for that song, She Loves You? My dad swore the only words they knew was, yeah, yeah, yeah. And every time we heard a Beatles song and come on the car radio, probably right here on WRJN, he'd just go, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's that Beatles, those long-haired Beatles guys. Nonetheless, She Loves You from the Beatles here on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, just after 3 o'clock. Kurt Vollman is off today. Chris Moore filling in. I'll be here through at least 6 o'clock with the Guess Who Now. These Eyes on WRJN.
These eyes watched you. Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, Rare Earth, of course, and get ready. And Chris Morrow getting ready for Paul Harvey back on the air tomorrow morning at 7:25 with Don Rosen. It's the rest of the story, now on the air twice each day with Don at 7:25 in the morning. And again with Dan Marcus about 12:05, the rest of the story. It's timeless wisdom to go with our timeless hits. Paul Harvey back on WRJN.
The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha is turning one this week, and you're invited to the sweetest anniversary party in town. Swing by for in-store specials that will satisfy your sweet tooth. Mouth-watering cobbler, cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. But that's not all. Earn scratch-off tickets throughout the week for a chance to win scrumptious prizes and grab a special t-shirt with each purchase of $30 or more. Start your year off with flavor, fun, and a bit of magic. The Peach Cobbler Factory's one-year anniversary through Monday. Don't miss it.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Before the Beatles did Twist and Shout, the Isley Brothers had a big R&B hit with it on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits with Gary Puckett.
Your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. And it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me.
Soul, it was just that. The Righteous Brothers, My Soul and Inspiration. On WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Kurt Volman's off today. Chris Morrow filling in till 6 o'clock. Maybe I'll go till 7 because we have basketball on the air tonight. Ohio State at Wisconsin, 7 o'clock for the pregame. It's men's basketball with a tip-off about 7:30. Hear all the action with Matt LePay coming up tonight on WRJN. Now, news update time. Into the Radio Park newsroom and Stewart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A former Racine pastor has been sentenced to 11 years in prison. It's for a conviction on child enticement and attempted sexual exploitation by a therapist. In court this week, a judge sentenced Bernabe Leon Alvarez after he inappropriately touched two teenaged girls while working at a now-closed Racine church. Leon Alvarez is in the country illegally and is expected to be transferred to immigration custody. Voters in the Racine Unified School District will have a big money question on the April ballot. RUSD officials say that in response to state funding inadequacies, they moved forward a $190 million referendum for the April 1st ballot. Kenosha Unified voters will have a similar referendum on their February ballot. There are some streets that aren't going to be fully cleared. People in Racine and Kenosha are voicing frustration online about snow still impacting neighborhood roads. Officials say the issue is about two factors. One is the extreme cold follow-up to the almost 5 inches that came down in some places. The other issue is that each city doesn't say every road will get down to the concrete. DPW in both places have a budget, and that only allows for bare pavement to be exposed on the major roads. Mother Nature will join the melting effort with a warm-up later this week. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, lows 0 to 5 above. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, highs up into the mid-20s. Some flurries and snow showers tomorrow night, then even warmer on Thursday. High in the mid-30s and near 40 Friday, then colder for the weekend. Currently it's 17 degrees.
Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. Buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much.
much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. Don't know what he's asking. Working starts to make me wonder where fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Jonathan Edwards, WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. Kurt Vollmann went to Minneapolis, where it's probably 10 degrees colder than it is here. Right now it's 13 at Radio Park.
A little piece of paradise.
Hits here on WRJN. Kurt Vollman's off today. Chris Morrow filling in as we roll a little bit closer to 4 o'clock. Update on news from CBS and Stuart J. Waddles. Sports with Mike Clemens and, of course, the forecast all on the way at the top of the hour. Also want to remind you, next week we'll have more details on how you can win tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association in Waukegan, Illinois on February 28th. We're going to have a little fun with it. Dan Marcus has got a great relationship with Peter Noon of Herman's Seven Sermons. He's going to talk to them, and they're going to get together with some maybe little-known facts about Herman's Hermits and some of the music we play on WRJN. We're going to ask you to keep track of those interviews, repeat what you heard later in the day, and you could win tickets for the association with Peter Noon and Herman's Hermits. All coming up. Well, we'll have the details next week, the tickets the following week here on WRJN.
Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. X-Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Perfect your swing on one of seven state-of-the-art simulators, then stay warm and celebrate with tasty food and drinks. Be sure to follow X-Golf Kenosha on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates, promotions, and exclusive discounts. X-Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road. X Golf, where golf season never ends.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's winter wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
When you're in the thick of a project, Harbor Freight is the place that always comes in handy. Whether you're picking up something for your pickup truck or a power tool for your project, at Harbor Freight, your dollar always goes further. And these days, when everything seems to cost more, you can take pride in knowing that you get hardworking tools at hardworking prices. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
I can't get no satisfaction.
Satisfaction from the Stones on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. In fact, all the news coming up here in just a few minutes, straight up at 4 o'clock. CBS, of course, updates you on those wildfires out in California. Stuart J. Waddles has local news. Mike Clemens, still talking about that Packer loss from Sunday, but looking ahead to more sports and, of course, the forecast update. All on the way and following the 4 o'clock news, I've got timeless hits on the way, including Roy Orbison, Neil Diamond coming up, and Diana Ross, all after 4 here on WRJN.
Today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Someone to lean on, and I'm lost, baby, I'm lost. set me free. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love. Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. 'Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth got an earful from Democrats and hecklers during a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing today.
Security force will remove members.
CBS's Natalie Brand has more.
Democratic lawmakers wasted no time grilling President-elect Trump's defense secretary pick, Pete Hegseth, on excessive drinking and sexual misconduct allegations.
You've admitted that you had sex
at that hotel in October 2017. You said it was consensual, isn't that correct? How do you explain your judgment?
Completely false charges against me.
I was
completely clear.
Some senators expressed concerns about Hegseth's ability to manage the Pentagon's nearly $1 trillion budget, citing his handling of finances at two veterans nonprofits.
Hegseth told the panel Trump tapped him because he's a change agent. It appears Hegseth will have enough votes in the Senate to be confirmed. Part of the report on the investigations into Donald Trump has been released. CBS's